Seventh pack of Bava Kama, Mishnah Dalet, fourth Mishnah. Gonav al pishnayim, betovach hamocha al piyedechot. Person stole, and there were two witnesses that he stole, but there was only one witness that he shechted it, or he sold it, or al piyatzmo, or he admitted to the fact that he shechted and sold it. Sham tashlum kefil, veinam sham tashlum abachamisha. He only pays the kefil because we have witnesses that he stole it, but the fact that he shechted it or sold it, we do not have two witnesses, and the rule is that you do not pay this kenas unless you have two witnesses. So therefore, he does not pay the extra two or three. Gona b'tovah b'Shabbos. If he stole and he shechted on Shabbos. Now, shechting on Shabbos is something which is punishable by death. Gona b'tovah l'avodah zarah, or he shechted it as a sacrifice of avodah zarah, which is also punishable by death. The rule is, if you do an act which is punishable by death, you do not pay monetary claims that were involved in that act, and therefore, in these cases, he will not pay the Av of the Chamish, he'll only pay the Kefil, because the Shechita was done in a fashion that he gets the death penalty. Another case, he will not pay the Dalet, the Hay is Gonav Mishal Aviv, or Meis Aviv. He stole from his father, so when he stole it, it belonged to his father. His father died, and when his father died, he basically inherits his father, and then he shechted or sold it. The time he shechted or sold it, it belonged to him. So therefore, he won't pay the Dalet, the Hay, because the Shechita was done when it belonged to him. Only the Geneva was done when it belonged to his father. Now, why does he have to pay the kefil? We're talking about a case where there are other brothers, and he stole from them. The kefil has to pay for their chelik of the geneva. Dalet v'hei, if he's a partner in it, he doesn't pay dalet v'hei. Gonav v'higdish, if he stole it and he made it hegdish, v'achakav dovel mocha, also he's misham tashlumi kefil, he pays the kefil, and misham tashlumi dalet v'hei. Why does he not pay? Because his son that belongs to hegdish does not have a chiv of dalgai. Rav Shimon Amir Kodshim Shechai V'achiyusim Meshalim Tashlum Avachamisha. It's a type of Kodshim which, if it gets lost, you have to replace. That's still considered yours to a certain degree because you have monetary responsibility over it, and therefore he holds it's considered like privately owned property, and you have to pay dalgai. Shein Achiyusim Potter. It's a type of Kodshim that you said that this should be a korban and a gift offering, and if it dies or stolen, you don't have to replace it. That's not considered your money, since it's considered hektish. If you do the tficha mechira, you shechted after you made it hektish, you will not have to pay the dalet behei.